The majority of them were just looking at the young man with wry or mocking smiles. On closer inspection, despite how much fire there had been, the area where the blast had gone off behind the young man wasn't even mildly scorched.
Oh my, silly brother.
When I turned back, Sienna was looking on with a troubled look. Brother? I repeated.
Yes, sire. That would be my elder brother, Ivan Junero.
It looked like there was an explosion to me, I said.
That is my brother's ability. He makes up for a gaudy display of fire and noise, but it is something like an illusion. There is no real force behind it. Isn't it cool?
Sure. If she was able to write that off as just cool, in some ways this girl might be pretty impressive. I see, I thought. The people invited here were those who had regular dealings with the House of Junero. Naturally, they must be aware of the family's strange son. That was why, even when there had been an explosion, they had only reacted with wry smiles. Moltov shouted in anger.
Ivan! How can you act so rude in front of His Majesty? Shut your face, old man!
Ivan struck a pose, and this time there was a flash of lightning behind him.
You greedy old man, trying to take advantage of Sienna's innocence to push her into a marriage? Even if the heavens allow it, I, her brother, shall not.
When he declared that, there was a fire in Ivan's eyes. Literally, fire was shooting out of his eyes. I don't know what to say. I was starting to have a bit of fun. Moltov, on the other hand, was furious.
To marry the king is the greatest honor a woman born into a noble house can hope to achieve for herself. What's wrong with a father wanting his daughter to find happiness? Sienna can decide her own happiness. It's not something for you to decide for her, Ivan shouted. Shut up. You're all show, just like your ability. You have the same ability, old man. It's in our blood.
Their eyes met and sparks flew. Dark clouds formed between them, and lightning struck right in the middle. I'm not speaking in metaphor. These things actually happened. And yet there was no damage done. It was entertaining to watch, as long as you weren't involved. I turned to Sienna and asked her,
Hey, shouldn't we stop them?
They do this all the time,
she replied with a grin.
Oh, okay then.